Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsSeaGo.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
The issue of a solar farm, and it's a big one, and there are some community concerns, I guess, in a story you're running today.
Yes, I think we're going to hear more about this sort of thing statewide as solar energy takes hold. But Sun 8, a subsidiary of Distributed Sun, based down in Washington, D.C., is leasing 51 acres in Morris in the Butternuts Valley, which is about 25 miles west of Oneonta, for a solar farm. It plans to put 47,000 solar panels on 23 acres. It hopes to have a building permit this summer to begin work next spring for completion that fall, the fall of 2018. So there's some mixed feelings about this. First, of course, everyone is interested in solar energy and partial toward it, but the site is on Route 51, something of a major local route on the county's west end. It's a very scenic drive. The site is in a beautiful valley, wooded hills on the far side. Again, everybody wants renewable energy, but it's going to be very visible and pretty ugly. Some neighbors have reached out to one of our venerable local environmental organizations, the Otsego County Conservation Association, expressing concern about possible impacts on Butternut Creek. And the Butternut Valley Alliance, a local organization out there, favors the project, but is asking for visual barriers, evergreen trees and shrubs. So it's not clear how much anybody can do. The county planning department has a limited review, since the site's on a state route, but its authority is pretty limited. And as I said, we're probably going to hear a lot more about this issue. There's only one solar farm in the county now, 5 acres, just opening this month, in fact, in the town of Lawrence. And it's owned by the county for county buildings. It's tucked behind a county-owned quarry, and nobody can see it. But in Harpersville, in Delaware County, which is just south of here, neighbors have tied up a 54-acre project for 2 years through zoning in that particular town. Now, as you know, David, there's a lot of land upstate that's open and expensive and underused since Derry went out. You know, obviously, it's going to be pretty ugly to see fields of black panels every half mile. And again, on the other side, everyone is very partial toward moving in the direction of renewables. So there's bound to be some conflict. So stay tuned.
We certainly will. We've been talking with Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsSeaGo.com, where you can go to read this story or others today. Jim, as always, we thank you for joining us.
David, thank you.